AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Taliban is denying responsibility for a deadly suicide attack in Jalalabad, and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is pointing to another group. AP correspondent Lynn O'Donnell has more from Kabul.
Mr. Ghani, the president, said that the attack in which 35 people were killed and 125 people were injured was the responsibility of the Islamic State group.
The targets were soldiers and civilians who were gathering outside a bank in Jalalabad to get their monthly salaries. Militiamen loyal to Yemen's exiled president are laying siege to an airbase that was once key to the U.S. drone program targeting al-Qaeda militants in the country. A spokesman says the militia is fighting to dislodge the Shiite rebels holding the complex. He says the rebels have been forced to abandon part of the base. After 3 days of talks in Washington, world finance leaders set a goal of working toward a more robust, balanced, and job-rich global economy. In response to a question about the global impact of slow growth in China, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says Beijing is confident it can now sustain its economic growth around 7%.
There is strong confidence in growth continuing in China, certainly not at the level that China has had in the last decade, but growth which is of a different nature.
Passengers become frustrated when they're forced to stay on a plane while it sits on the tarmac for hours. Friday, one flight kept passengers on the plane for more than 6 hours at Colorado Springs Airport because of bad weather. Airport officials say they don't know why the airline didn't dock the planes at the gate to let people off of the aircraft. They say it would have cost the airline all of $73. This is AP Radio News. There's a new push to put the face of a woman on the $20 bill.
The year 2020 will mark the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote. So that's the year that New Hampshire Senator Jean Shaheen is hoping to see a famous woman gracing the $20 bill. Shaheen has filed legislation to create a citizens panel to recommend an appropriate choice, including former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, abolitionist Harriet Tubman, civil rights icon Rosa Parks, and former Cherokee Nation chief Wilma Mankiller. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pete Rose is getting closer to baseball as he awaits a ruling on his reinstatement request. Fox Sports says it's hiring the career hits leader as a special guest analyst. Rose agreed to the lifetime ban in 1989 after a disagreement with the league. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.